I'm Natasha Lyons. I work for Search.
And Annette Wooten. I work for Wave.
Tell me about it.
Oh, well, Search just got together with Wave, and we were just putting some ideas out there, and they came up with the murdered and missing Indigenous women, and we both thought that was a great idea, and so we've just been collaborating and coming together with a lot of other businesses in Petersburg to get this event up and going.
Annette, what specifically is this walk about and walk run?
This is to bring awareness for the missing and murdered Indigenous women, specifically in Alaska. So there's not a lot of information in the United States. Canada has a lot more information about the missing and murdered Indigenous women, and it's starting to grow in the United States and then also in Alaska. But if we can bring more awareness just to this issue, it would be really helpful. And there's actually a woman who is working on a national database that is collecting this information, because one of the hard things about trying to learn more is just there's not a national database with where you can look up and find out how many missing and murdered Indigenous women are there in Alaska. You know, a lot of law enforcement, they don't always connect with other law enforcement agencies. So it's really difficult to just see what's going on nationwide or in Alaska to collect that data.
I know up north there's a problem with women moving from remote communities into Anchorage, say, and then getting lost.
Yeah, so that's a really common issue that happens in Alaska, you know, especially in the remote villages where people are going off to maybe college or whatever, and then things like sex trafficking or human trafficking kind of come into play as well, and then that makes it really difficult for people to come home. They might feel shame, or, you know, they might not even physically be able to leave whatever situation that they're in. So that's just another reason why it's really important to make sure that we bring awareness. And then especially for the missing Native women, a lot of times they can get overlooked. Like, people think like, oh, well, they just, you know, went to the big city and then they're, you know, getting involved in drugs or whatever, they're going to turn up. And so there's not as much awareness that happens when a Native person goes missing as opposed to someone who maybe isn't not Native.
Mm-hmm. So this is the first of its kind walk here in Petersburg.
Yes, here in Petersburg, this is the first time we've done a walk like this. There's been some other around the state. I know that Cake has done some.
Anthony and Cake did one just recently. And we just found out there's an actual national day now for this awareness. And so we're going to try and do this every year. And I guess it's around May 5th, I believe. So next year we'll be doing it in May.
Okay. And then the nuts and bolts of the walk on Saturday, what's happening?
Well, I'm hoping to get everyone to come together at the Hollingstead and Paradovich building. A lot of people know it as PIA building. Go across over to the ball field, around all the ball fields and down to the school and then over to the gym. And we're going to end up there. We're going to have the bouncy houses up, the sumo wrestling outfits. The library was very generous and gave us the Phoenix wings. So that, I think, is very impactful. People can write a little message to their loved ones or whatever they want and take a picture with the wings. Wave and Search will have information there for the murdered and missing Indigenous women and whatever else we think the community should know about. Like, I think we have some statistics we're going to have posted along the trail and at the gym.
And then another thing I want to mention also is, you know, people might ask, like, why are we focusing on Native women as opposed to just anyone in the nation? And I think what's important to know is that there's a disproportionate number of Native women who have been impacted by this. So, like, for example, if we're looking at Wave statistics of people who've used Wave services, there's 23% that identified as Native. And we have an 11% population in Petersburg that identify as Native, and that's both genders. So, you know, that is extremely high for, it should be 11% that are seeking our services to match the population, but it's not. It's more than double that. And then we also have another 23% that are either unknown or chose not to identify. So it could actually be even higher than that, than just that 23%.